Hello there. Welcome to a Nick News audio file. We saw as the news flow shut down the United States. You know, news follows a timeline. You know, reporters like to take the weekends off. So as the news cycle was winding down the United States, the close of business on Friday, the attack on Israel was formidable. It was isolated by Hezbollah shooting rockets into Israel, concentrated on a military base. What was significant about this attack was the fact that it was obviously a test. They fired somewhere between 40 and 50 rockets. And what they're not telling you is that a lot of them got through. They overwhelmed the Iron Dome system, which is one of Israel's main defense systems. Now, I watched that, and understanding what I've always called the fatal flaw in the Iron Dome system, and that is that it takes two rockets against each incoming weapon system, be it a drone or a cruise missile or a rocket, to shoot down the enemy fire. Now, using sophisticated mathematics and artificial intelligence, they established very quickly the trajectory of the rocket. Where is it going to go? And the program is set up to eliminate wasting rockets on incoming that will not hit a target. They'll land in the field. And concentrate on the ones that represent the biggest damage possible. And they rate them. The problem is that there's only so many batteries you can set up. And there's only so many incoming rockets you can defend against, and then the system breaks down. So the flaw is the system wasn't designed to handle a swarm of either drones or rockets or cruise missiles. Now, this was a test. Now, in follow-up stories of this, I'll report to you some of the things that are alarming, like the fact that Iran is readying 100 drones, fueling 12 rockets in Iran to fire in Israel. Now, whether or not they fire them remains to be seen, but let me tell you, and I will cover this in an updated market news and commentary in greater detail, but Friday's market action was amazing. Oil up $2, at the close breaking even. The markets kind of dismissed the intensity of the attack or whether or not one will occur. Now, my position is pretty adamant. I still think we get a pop in oil. I still think an attack comes and not a baby one. And I think Israel's ill-prepared. Now, another thing you need to note, that U.S. assets, like in Qatar and Saudi and other places in the Middle East, have been prohibited to engage in the defense of Israel from the coming Iraqi attack. I mean, Iranian attack. Now, what is also significant here is Iran has suffered a huge black eye. They have got no choice but to attack Israel. The question is whether or not they'll do it from Iranian territory, whether they will do it directly or through the Houthis or through Hezbollah. That remains to be seen. But it's got to be an attack that they can get credit on. It has to be formidable. And U.S. military bases of Israel are on high alert. And their only defense is these interception platforms they're using, which can be overwhelmed. So I think the oil market got it wrong. I still think we're going to test 92, 93, even maybe 94 oil when the attack comes. And yeah, I expect we'll have a big drop down. So answer is the Iron Dome system was tested and found wanting, and that is significant. I will do later on today a market news and commentary as I collect more information. But I expect an attack in the next week or two. Remember, Yom Kippur is coming. And Pesach is coming, which is part of the Jewish high holidays. Be a perfect time for an attack. The pressure on people to be home with their families is high. Hard to get people on the bases. It's a big vacation time in Israel. And so this is going to be a very interesting time, and it would be appropriate from an Iranian standpoint to attack at this time. So my answer is, this is not over. The market has got it wrong, and I expect some big fireworks.